All right, Cheryl, big day coming up on Thursday. Can you talk about what's going to be happening on Thursday?
We are going to be having some events at Cooper Park this year in conjunction with the City of Dryden and the Darn Committee as well. And we are going to be doing a walk for Orange Shirt Day and Truth and Reconciliation. We are having a pipe ceremony conducted by some local elders who did, in fact, attend residential school. And we are also having a drum ceremony and songs for those individuals.
How important is it? This is the first recognized national day. How important is it to have this kind of recognition?
I believe it is very significant. It is the start of what most Indigenous people and Indigenous communities have been wanting for a very long time. And that is for people to know a truth, the truth about what happened at these residential schools, and that this was a very dark part of the history in Canada. And it was very much targeted at Indigenous people and a genocide, an attack against our culture, attack against our language, attack against our being. And the way these residential schools were orchestrated, this was the agenda, was actually a genocide. We feel very acknowledged now that this type of day has come, and it is just the start. Again, for many people, it is an acknowledgement, and it also helps them in their healing process.
And obviously, Thursday, we want to see a lot of people out there, a big crowd.
Absolutely. You know, when I think about truth and reconciliation, that means all of us, not just Indigenous people. We require support from everyone because, again, this was something that was orchestrated against Indigenous people, but at the same time, we also have a resurgence as Indigenous people. We are very proud of our culture. We're very proud of our heritage. We're very proud of our languages and our practices and our ceremonies. And it almost feels now that the people who were not aware of what had happened at these schools will be aware. Again, some of the history might be a little bit too traumatic for people to hear, but at least they'll have the understanding and an understanding of Indigenous people as well, why some families still struggle and individuals still struggle. And hopefully this will help the entire process of healing.
Perfect, Cheryl. Do you want to add anything else?
I just want to acknowledge the drummers, the City of Dryden, the elders that will be participating. And again, it takes a lot of courage to be able to do this. And to give the proper acknowledge to the children who didn't make it home, the discoveries that still will be met, and the process in terms of getting acknowledgement from other parties that were involved in this residential school process. So I'm hopeful. It is a start.